Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A new report by YouGov shows more than 57% of Americans spend at least 5 hours a day staring at screens due to their addictive qualities. Despite this, Bethel University professor Charisse Coro says good tools to help cut down screen time are already built into your phone. She suggests using the Do Not Disturb function to batch your notifications. Coro says you can also be intentional about when and where you're on your phone by scheduling screen-free times into your day and screen-free places, like dinner or in bed. The day after announcing he would not seek re-election as governor in 2026, Governor Tim Walz had this message for Republicans moving forward.
Game's over for him now. It was all me. I was the bad guy or whatever. Well, put up or shut up now and tell us what you're going to do to make this state better. Answer these tough questions. Quit hiding behind this and expect for the next 11 months for me to ride you like you've never been ridden.
Republican candidate for governor Kristen Robbins on Walz dropping out.
I think the pressure just got too much for him. He is responsible for the largest fraud in state history and probably perhaps in the country. And he clearly would not be able to stand before the voters, so he decided to bow out.
Robbins is in D.C. to testify about fraud in Minnesota in front of the House Oversight Committee tomorrow morning. The number of Minnesota mayors signing a letter to state leaders over fraud, failed economic policies, and rising property taxes has more than doubled. 241 mayors representing more than 1 million residents now support the call for greater transparency and fiscal responsibility. Minnesota's new paid leave program is not even a week old, but is seeing applications pour in from all over the state. Deed Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe says the amount of applications are in line with what they expected to start.
I would say that we're performing right where we want to be right now. Wait times to speak with a contact center representative are on average under 60 seconds. Our adjudication teams are working hard to review claims and request follow-up information where appropriate.
The program has seen nearly 18,000 applicants. 3,800 came in over the weekend. In other headlines, six-term Republican State Representative Peggy Bennett says she'll retire at the end of the year and run for Minnesota governor. Bennett joins a crowded Republican field, bringing the total to 11 candidates, with no Democrats yet in the race. The Minnesota Medical Association is raising concerns after the CDC revised its childhood vaccine schedule for the first time in decades, dropping from 17 to 11. President Lisa Matson says the decision was based on other countries' healthcare systems, like Denmark, which isn't fair to Americans.
They have socialized medicine, and people have healthcare from birth to death. And we are as far from socialized medicine as you can be. So people don't have the same type of baseline health care that they do. We're comparing apples to oranges.
Matson says we have 1.1 million fewer deaths in the last 30 years thanks to the 17 vaccination system. And the Minnesota Department of Transportation has awarded just over $76 million through three competitive grant programs to fund more than two dozen projects statewide. The investments will improve freight movement, travel time reliability, and support economic growth. This is MNN.